Throughout the unicameral saga, conventional wisdom figured the proposal would meet its toughest challenge in the Senate, where leadership adamantly opposes the idea. But it was the House which handed the campaign its toughest defeats so far. The plan came to a halt in the State Government Finance Committee, which refused to send it forward in the legislative process. Afterwards, Ventura administration officials were visibly disturbed. Minnesota Planning Director Dean Barkley has followed the debate for the governor.
I expected it to pass out and that there was a consensus in the House that this was an issue that should be decided on the floor and not conveniently killed in a committee. And obviously, that at this point in time, others don't always agree with that strategy.
The measure faltered on a 5-5 party line vote, with DFLers and the House's sole independent opposing. A majority is needed for a bill to advance. House Speaker Steve Swigum is the main author of the bill. He blamed opposition on a conflict of interest.
It's difficult to get change passed in any situation, especially when the change directly affects the members who are voting upon it. That makes it very, very difficult.
During the committee debate, even fellow Republicans were sharply critical, though they voted in support of the measure. The plan calls for a 135-member body with 4-year staggered terms. Representative Mike Oskopf of Lake City blasted the lack of any details.
What does it mean to have a 135-member body? How much staff will we have? Will we be full-time? There's consequences to this action. What are those consequences? That's what worries me.
Supporters wasted little time trying to revive the bill. During the afternoon House session, they asked for a new hearing in another committee. Shuffling active bills between committees is common, but Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty acknowledged using the parliamentary procedure to resuscitate a dead bill was highly unusual. But he said circumstances warranted the move.
We have a fundamentally unique issue, one that I would submit to you will not repeat itself or anything close to it any time in the near future, maybe ever. And we can't allow, with all due respect, a tie vote in a 10-member gathering of this body to dictate the outcome of this issue.
The debate proved highly contentious, with some lawmakers saying the maneuvering would set a dangerous precedent. DFLer Mark Gleason of Richfield voted against the bill as a member of the State Government Finance Committee. He said continuing the debate in the face of a fair vote would undermine the committee system.
I've sat in a lot of committee hearings. I've listened to endless debate on this issue. It's a stinker. It should die. I voted that way. And why is this body standing here debating whether or not my vote counts?
Facing likely defeat, the motion to revive the bill was withdrawn, leaving the measure in legislative limbo. But Republican Representative Tony Kilkuski of Lester Prairie says he'll try another tactic to put unicameralism back on track. Kilkuski says he'll return to the committee level and ask for a reconsideration. It's a long shot, but as lawmakers repeated throughout the drama, so long as the legislature is in session, nothing is truly dead. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.